Srednja točka sledi.
Naš zeleni livadi. Sedaj pa jih premislite na našo slovenski otočke travniki. Saj jih še vi imate v spominu.
For our next song, On the Green Promenade, we will take you to a beautiful green pastures of Slovenia.
Naše mlade godbike in cere, sicer. Trobento in solo gitaro igra Marka Steriga. Zadnja točka za spremembo vam bodo zaigrali nekaj iz angleške glasbe. I'm sorry. Zadnja točka za spremembo vam bodo zaigrali nekaj iz angleške glasbe umetnost, ki se kliče kolesa.
Tako. Tako. Ta nedela se bomo s tem pomagali. Torej, smo res lahko ponosni in veseli, da je v Sydneyju zraslo nekaj časa, kot imamo tu. Here in Sydney, and all play together only for just over 3 years. Martin Konda, Aram, all songs, and as I said before, they have no teacher. Martin does all that. They are such a beautiful crew, and Martin wouldn't make an orchestra like that without others. Raman, his brother.
Someone's got a piece of the basics.
Eight instruments. Very well, Martin. Thank you. And,
yes.
Thanks very much.
Hvala lepa vam sem.
This is the end of the first part of our program. During the interval, which will last for about 20 minutes, you are invited to visit our refreshment room. A cup of tea or coffee may help you to enjoy the second part of our program, which will be dedicated to our greatest poet, a very proud son of our old country, Slovenia, Dr. Franceta Prešera. 20 minutes, 20 minutes, hvala. Ladies and gentlemen, before we commence with the second part of our program, I wish to extend warmest greetings to Federal Member for Bereva and the Leader of the Opposition, the Right Honorable Gough Whitlam and his wife. But still had time to join us at our celebration of Slovenian National Day dedicated to our most recognized poet, Dr. Franceta Prešera. Thanks very much.
Our writer and poet, at present living
and working in Canberra, Mr. Bert Pribats will tell us about the great Prešeren and his work in Slovenia. Mr. Bert Pribats.
Good evening. Dobro večer, dragi slovenski gostje in dragi avstralski gostje. Medtem ko drugi narodi proslavljajo za svoj narodni praznik vojaške zmage in nekateri celo junaške poraze, medtem ko eni narodi častijo svoje vojskovodje, mi Slovenci menda edini med vsemi narodi proslavljamo kot svoj narodni praznik človeka, ki je pisal lepe pesmi. In tisti med nami, ki so se pobratili z muzami, pa čeprav zdaleč ne tako uspešno kot Prešeren, se čutimo prav počaščeni, ker najvišje priznanje slovenskega naroda so vsakoletne Prešernove nagrade in največji dan je dan njegovega rojstva. Med Slovenci so pesniki počaščeni. Vsak med ve za Prešerna, vsak človek za Gregorčiča in za Slomška in še za mnoge druge. Tudi Škoti častijo Burnsa in Lahi Danteja, Grki Homerja, Angleži pa se Šekspirja. Morda vsak Škot ve za Burnsa, toda le malo kateri Italijan je prebral Danteja. In šolski mladini je dan danes menda Šekspir v nadlogo, če je res, kar pravi današnja šolska mladina. Moram tudi povedati, da noben od teh velikih narodov ni postavil svojemu pesniku tako lepega in velikega spomenika, kot smo ga mi Slovenci postavili svojemu pesniku v svojih srcih, v kamnu in v našem narodnem prazniku. Minilo je že 21 let, odkar sem imel priliko govoriti v Prešernu na javnem mestu. In ko sem te dni prebral tisto, kar sem takrat napisal, me ni sram. Ampak bi rad povzel nekaj stavko za vas vse, ki smo tukaj, v novi domovini, vendar na grudi, ki nam je očaši se zmeraj tuja. Bilo je pred mnogimi leti, takoj po vojni, doma v pečini, ko sem prebiral Prešernove pesmi. Takrat jih nisem še prav razumel, vendar sem uživo v obranju. Bile so mi lepe in milozveneče, nekatere so bile tako preproste, da ste jih razumela tudi moj oče in moja mati, ki sta bila prav preprosta človeka. Ko sem končal, sta hotela vedeti, kdo jih je napisal, kdo je tako lepo povedal svoje čustva. Potem sem moral pozno večer pripovedovati o Prešernu, o njegovem življenju in o slovenskem narodu. Kot ponavadi so tudi tisti večer prišli sosedje k nam in prisluhnili tudi oni otroški besedi o Prešernu. O njem nisem vedel mnogo takrat. Vendar vse sem jim povedal, kar sem znal. Preprosta kmetica iz Brtokov, ki je znala komaj za silo brati, je zavzeto poslušala svojega sina, kako je bral njene poezije. To se je zgodilo pred 20 leti. Toda zgodilo bi se lahko tudi pred 140 leti, ko je izhajala v Ljubljani krajinska čebelica, v kateri je Prešeren pisal. Preprost met iz Plavi, ki jo je takrat dobil roke, si je iz nje izpisal Prešernove pesmi v čisto lep tanek zvezek, ki se je ohranil do danes. To dokazuje, da naše ljudstvo ljubi Prešerna, da ga je ljubilo že takrat, ko je bil še nepriznan, ko so se le krajinski kmetje govorili o nekem doktorju, ki piše pesmi zopr gospodo. Saj je bil Prešeren v bistvu preprost človek, sin slovenskega kmeta, sin slovenskega ljudstva. In v pesmih je izražal to, kar so takrat čutili krajinci, gorenci, dolenci, štajerci in tudi istrijani. Vsi Slovenci. Pev je preprosto, lepo in vendar mogočno. Njegovi verzi niso izumetničene besede, niso sanjarije, ampak živa pesem, polna vsebine, ki ni izražala samo tedaj kulturnega in političnega programa našega ljudstva, ampak ga izraža tudi sedaj. Saj je šele danes doživel Prešeren tisto priznanje, ki mu gre kot pesniku evropskega in svetovnega formata. In čeprav razmišljamo, se je naš narod ohranil, ker je skozi najhujše težave ohranil spoštovanja do domače besede in do svojih kulturnih delovcev. Med njimi je bil in je še Prešeren najsvetlejša zvezda. In medtem, ko so naši političari mešetarili z našo usodo na Dunaju, v Rimu, Berlinu, Moskvi ali še kje drugje, so se naši Prešerni in Cankari in Kosoveli borili svojo mogočno besedo med našim preprostim narodom in ga ohranjevali. Ali ni čudno, dragi rojaki, da nocoj proslavljamo svojega pesnika in praznik naroda, iz katerega izhajamo, v tem velikem mestu, tu spode na koncu sveta. In da so tu med nami predstavniki naroda, ki nam je nudil zatočišče, ko smo zapustili stari dom, ker so bili stvari pretesne in pretrde za bolj vojne ali povojnih razmer. In če smem tukaj omeniti, sedanji vodja zvezne opozicije v svoje čase se tudi skušal v pesnikovanju. I would like to mention that His Excellency, the leader of the opposition, he also tried in his poetry when he was in high school. We don't know how much success, but he was successful in politics at least. Ko danes dajemo pomenati naši prireditvi, nam prihaja na misel, da s tem častimo vse, kar je najlepšega v našem narodu, da častimo svoj narod in umetnost, kaj ti ni lepšega od tistega, kar človeški um ustvari v svojem navdihu in ljubezni. Mnogokrat sem nažalost srečal z otroci slovenskih staršev, ki jih je bilo sram, da so iz Slovenije, Jugoslavije. Neko preganjavico imajo. Čez glej tujce, imajo znamenite ljudi in seveda, rad bi se istovetili s tistimi, kar je veliko in čaščeno. No, povejte svojim otrokom, da Prešeren je mogočnejši od Byrona v svojih baladah, da njegove sonetki so lepši, mnogo lepši od Petrarkovi ali Šekspirjevi. Povejte jim, da slovenska beseda je enakovredna ali pa še lepša kot tuja. Povejte jim, da čeprav je zdaj tu naša nova domovina, smo tudi stare prinesli, mnogo lepega, ki je vredno ohraniti in častiti. In povejte jim, da če je slovenska kultura premalo znana tu od zunaj, je njih dolžnost, da jo pokažejo sosedom in drugim narodom, da prevedejo naše pesnike in pisatelje v angleščino, da pripravijo razstave slovenskih slikarjev, da sodelujejo pri prireditvah, kjer se kažejo narodni običaji. Tako so Slovenci storili tudi v Združenih državah Amerike in uspeli zelo lepo. Pred nekaj tedni sem bral v eni od strokovnih revij, da je poezija vrhunec človeške simbolike, človeškega izraza, kajti beseda lahko vse izrazi, lepoto in gradobijo, sramoto in ponos, veličino in majhnost. To ni povedal pesnik, ampak človek, ki se ukvarja s kompjuterji, računalniki, kjer je simbolika vse važna. Ali ni dobro, da danes to priznanje damo tudi našemu Prešernu, v katerem pride do vrhunca lepota jezika in zamisel šložnosti in bratstva med narodi, predvsem pa v samem slovenskem narodu, in rad bi zaključil s Prešernovimi besedami, iz njegovih sonetov. Da bi nebesa milost nam skazale, otajat kranja našega sinove, njih in Slovencev vseh okrog rodove z domačim pesmim Orfeja poslale. Da bi nam srca vnev za čas dežele, med nami potolažil razpartije in spet zedini vrod slovenšne cele. Da bi od sladkote njega poezije potihnil ves prepir, bile vesele viharjev jeznih mrzle domačije. Hvala lepa. Thank you.
And now, as we would like you too to know something about our cultural heritage, I call on Mr. Boro Schädelbauer to address you in English. Mr. Schädelbauer.
Less terrible is the night in black earth bosom than days of slavery under the bright sun. English-speaking people acquainted with the rise and growth of literatures will probably find it difficult to understand how in a small country like Slovenia, poetry of more than local significance and interest could have arisen. Even more difficult will be for me to clarify this in a few minutes, but let us look back into history where the Slovenian nation was subject to occupation by successive enemies, Germans, Turks, French, Austrian. From Protestant literatures of translated Bible, trying to convert the Turks to Christianity, passive submission to Catholicism in the 16th century, all promises were broken. Catholic universalism was equally unable to understand the Slovenian social and cultural aspirations. Maria Theresa and Emperor Joseph introduced some reforms. Conditions improved. Religious writing began to yield to secular literature, a modest but a real start was achieved. French Revolution and Napoleonic Wars created new conditions. For a short period of time, Slovenian territory became free from their 1,000 years of Germanic bondage. Changes of this kind disturbed and split the thoughts and feelings of the Slovenians as they did those of many other European nations. From then on, all their political, social, and cultural existence bears the stamp either of loyalism or of revolution. Metternich's absolutist regime worsened the split. Clergy and conservatives supported the status quo. Common people once again had to submit to the German baronial yoke. To this new disillusionment, the Slovenian nation replied with the poetry of Franze Prešern. Franze Prešern was born in 1800, became a qualified lawyer at the University of Vienna, and an assistant in the state financial services. With the help of his friend, Matija Čop, Prešern introduced into Slovenian poetry the best established meters and forms of romance and other literatures. These forms helped him to achieve complete clarity and freedom of poetical experience, image, and expression. For this reason, Prešern showed in his sonnets, stanzas, tercets, romances, gazelles, and ballads not only his own image, but also the fate of the modern man and the artist in a nationally unawakened and socially divided milieu. To these reactionaries, or to the reactionaries rather of that time, his poetry was, of course, offensive, immoral, and revolutionary. Rightly, they saw in it the idea of national and spiritual liberation for Slovenian people as a member with equal rights in the family of civilized nations. At the dawn of the national and social struggles, which shortly before his death in 1849 broke out in the territory of old Austria, Prešern created a most vital national and human testament which epitomized the 1,000 years of neglected development of his own country. He encouraged people in their struggle for freedom while making the Slovenian language fit for new artistic as well as scientific tasks. Prešern's poetry helped the Slovenians to become a real nation. It was with them throughout their many struggles for liberation, particularly against the threat of annihilation during the Second World War. The same spirit is now carrying them along the road to prosperity, where for the first time in history, they enjoy their real freedom as equal partners. More than ever anxious to keep in close contact with those cultural values of the West, which are so evident in Prešern's work and which still continue to inspire the best minds of our nation. Less terrible is the night in black earth's bosom than days of slavery under the bright sun.
Thanks very much, Mr. Schädelbauer. And now a sample of our great poems recited to you in English by Miss Lynette Schädelbauer.
A farewell to my youth. Oh, happier half of days decree to me, my early years, so soon you passed away. Few were the flowers that blossomed on that tree, and they, scarce budded, fell into decay. Few were the rays of hope that I could see, and storms would often rage in wild array. Still, for my youth, dark though thy dawn may be, my heart will ever cry, God be with thee. Too soon the fruits of knowledge did I eat, where dripped their poison faded all delight. I saw how honesty and truth could meet among the human race with scorn and spite. I sought true love, an empty dream and fleet, which disappeared as dawn broke into light. And wisdom, justice, and the learned minds were dowerless maids, no suitors could they find. I saw how those who are not loved by fate, their ship in vain against the wind may steer. For him who is not born to high estate, will fortune at his cradle not appear. I saw how fame is purchased at the rate of current cash, no price too high, too dear. I saw in glory's and in honor's name, all that beguiles men's minds with lies, deceit. These sights, and others uglier by far, burned in my heart till cruelly it bled. Yet, thoughts like these, the joys of youth will bar, and quickly drive them out of heart and head. Fair-born castles glimmer from afar, Green lawns arise where desert places spread. Hope kindles a many wanton beckoning light to lure the young and tempt them in the night. They know not of that sudden storm that blows, dispelling phantom shapes that cannot last, and all too soon forget misfortune's woes once they are healed and past. Until the changing years show how life flows into a vessel that is leaking fast. Still, O my youth, dark though thy dawn may be, my heart will ever cry, God be with thee.
Thanks, Lynette. It is nice in English, but it sounds better in original. Gospodična Rosana Juriševič nam bo povedala Prešernovo pesem Slovo od mladosti. Rosana.
Slovo od mladosti. Ni mojih lepša polovica kmalo, mladosti leta, kmalo ste minuli. Rodile veste meni cvetja malo, še tega rožce so se koje usule. Vihar v jeze so pogosto rijule. Mladost, vendar po tvoji temni zari, srce sti hvalo boji, Bog to obvari. Okusil zgodaj sem tvoj sad, spoznanje, veselja dokaj strup njegov je umoril. Sem zvedu, da veš čisto dobro djanje. Svet zaničvati se je zagovoril. Ljubezen zvesto najdi, kratke sanje. Zbežali ste, ko se je dan zazoril. Modrost, pravičnost, učenost, device presto odšalvati. Videl sem samice. Sem zvedel, da svoj čon posapi sreče, komu sovražna je, zastojno brača. Kak veter ni nasproti temu vleče, kogar v zibeli vidla je berača. Da lepetica da ime sloveče, da človek toliko velja, kar plača. Sem videl čislati, letu med nami, kar umslepi s golfijami, ležami. Te videt, gr je videti napake, je srcu ranju v sekelu krvave. Mladosti jasnost, vendar misli take, si kmalo iz glave spodi. Gradove svetle zida si v oblake, zelene trate stave si v puščave. Povsod vesele lučice prižiga i up golfivi k njimi stiski miga. Ne zmisli, da dih prve sapce bodo odnesu tu, kar so stvarile. Pozabi koj, nesreč prestanje, škode in ran, ki so se komej zacelile. Dokler, da smo brez dna polnimi sode, zuče nas v starih letu času sile. Zato, mladost, v tvoji temni zari srce stihvalu bomi. Bog te obvari.
One of the most meaningful poems of Prešeren has the title The Toast, Zdravica in Slovenian, recited for us by Miss Sonja and her sister Jasna Pukl.
Zdravica. Spet trte so rodile prijatelji, vince nam sladko, ko jim oživlja žile, srce razjasni in oko, ki utopi vse skrbi, po trtih prsih ubudi. Komu najprej veselo zdravico, bratječmo za pet, Bog našo nam deželo, Bog živi ves slovenski svet. Brate vse, kar nas je sinov sloveče matere. Sovražnike z oblakov rodu naj naš ga trešči grom, Prost, ko je bio čakov najprej nebo slovencev dom, naj zdrobe njih roke si spone, kim šeteže. Edinost, sreča, sprava k nam naj nazaj se vrnejo. Otrok, kar ima slava, na vsi vzroke sežejo, da oblast in z njo čast, ko pred, spet naša bosta last. Bog živi vas, slovenke, prelepe, žlahtne rožice, ni take mladenke, ko naše krvi dekle. Naj sinov, zarodnov, iz vas bo strast sovražnikov. Mladenči, zdaj se pije zdravljica vaša, vi, naš up. Ljubezni domačije nobena vam ne usmrti strup, ker po nas bode vas, jo srčno branit klical čas. Žive na vsi narodi, ki hrepene dočaka dan, da, koder sonce hodi, prepiri sveta bo pregnan. Dajo rak, prosbo vsak, ne vrag, ve sosed bo mejak. Na zadnje še prijatli, ko zarce zase vzdignimo, ki smo zato se zbratli, ker dobro v srcu mislimo. Dokaj dni naj živi Bog, kar nas dobrih je ljudi.
A toast. The vintage, friends, is over, and here is sweet wine once again, which makes all hearts recover and puts fire into every vein, drowns dull care, no matter where, and summons hope out of despair. To whom with acclamation and song shall we our first toast give? God save our land and nation, and all Slovenes where'er they live, who own the same blood and name, and who one glorious mother claim. Let thunder out of heaven strike down and smite our wanton foe. Now, as it once hath thriven, may our dear realm in freedom grow. May fall the last chains of the past, which bind us still and hold us fast. Let peace, glad conciliation, come back to us throughout the land. Towards the destination, let's loves henceforth go hand in hand. Thus again will honour reign, to a just rule pledged in our domain. To you, our pride and pleasure, our girls, your beauty, charm and grace, there surely is no treasure to equal maidens of such race. Sons you'll bear, who will dare defy the enemy everywhere. Our hope and expectation, our youth, we toast and toast with joy. May no taint, no frustration, your love of country e'er destroy. With us indeed you're called to heed, her summons in this hour of need. God's blessing on all nations, who long and work for that bright day, when all earth's habitations, no war, no strife shall hold its sway. Who long to see that all men free, no more shall foes but neighbours be. At last to our reunion, to us the toast, let it resound, since in this gay communion by thoughts of brotherhood we're bound. May joyful cheer ne'er disappear from ours and other good hearts here.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.